Thumbs up.
Okay, here's Amy now. Hi, Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hello, Chris. I've got it. Thank you. Hello,
yep,
Chris.
I'm here.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So it looks like she sent you over to me to pull up the pricing as well as the program details for G and B moving.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just taking a look at everything. You have a current SEO provider?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
Apex.
Hmm. Okay. And you're not happy with the results that you're seeing with them so far?
Well, that's what I was telling her. I just, 6 months ago, I used them.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting off of Google, and, well, they're trying to fix it right now, so I can't remember the last lady's name that I just talked to. I told her I've just been kind of waiting to see what they can do for me.
Hmm. For 6 months?
And if they can't fix it, yeah. What?
You've been waiting on them for 6 months?
No, I just started with them 6 months ago. I just had this issue about 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they're trying to resolve it for me, so.
Uh-huh. How much longer are you giving them?
I'm giving them, and what they told me with Google, because we have to go through an appeal with Google, because they took us down, because they said that we weren't a legit business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super familiar with
it. I don't know why.
We're Google Premier Partners, so we deal with that kind of stuff all the time.
That's what I'm going through right now. So I had, before I switched over to Apex, I had like 150 some reviews that are all 5-star. I don't have one negative one. I had to start all over. They redid my thing.
Oh, no.
This last 6 months, I got back up to 135 stars.
Okay.
No bad reviews.
Right.
And Google, for some odd reason, took us down, stating that we weren't a legit business, and we gave them our USDOTO number, the bank, our,
mm-hmm.
you know, everything, you know, and they still, so Apex is, we talked to Apex that was with us, and they're trying to appeal it again, and they said the hard part is Google only appeals it once.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I got to start back over, that's where I'd probably go with, you know, somebody like you guys then.
Yeah, and that's not true. Google does allow more than one appeal. We've appealed up to 5 times if we have to on behalf of the company. But there's something about the way that they're doing the appeal that's not working if it's been 3 weeks, because it only takes 14 days to get a return on an appeal.
Yeah, this...
But I understand what you're saying. Like, Thanksgiving, you know, like, I get it. You know, you're giving them a little more time. You definitely want to see what it is that they can do, because you've already, you know, invested in them this far. I understand that completely. You know, we're a Google.
You know, I just don't want to drop them off just because it's,
sure.
You know, if I was like with you guys and somebody else was trying to get me, you know, I would give you guys the benefit of the doubt before I jump ship, you know what I mean?
I'm not even trying to get you. I'm just trying to understand your situation. I don't even think that it's necessarily a good idea for you to move over, because even if you do move over right now, your listing is going to drop down a little bit.
Yeah. Right now it's not even on there, so that's the sad part.
Yeah, but we can get access and recover it. That's not hard. We take care of that kind of stuff. Like I said, Google will choose to do that where they suspend the listing. They don't ever take it all the way off Google unless it's considered permanently closed. But they will suspend a listing for any number of reasons. And it's usually something in the way that the documentation has been sent in. So that eventually, like, falls back on that company and making sure that they have all of the proper documents. Because it sounds like you sent all the documents in originally, right?
Correct. Yep, we did. I mean, we gave them everything and more just to show them that we are a legit business. You know, that bank accounts, USDOT numbers, the I forgot what else we all sent in. But, yeah, I mean, everything that we could possibly send in,
mm-hmm.
we did.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, and we're going to go ahead.
Is there a number to reach? Is it the three?
I'm sorry. What?
Back. is this the best number to reach back out to if Apex is not
fulfilling what they need to? Yeah, I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. You can call back in to check the availability.
That would be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And did you already let her know that all of this stuff before you came over to me that you weren't going to be switching, right?
Yeah, Rachel just wanted me to. Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I just told Rachel, kind of same thing I just told you, but she just wanted me to listen to you on something, so I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to go over pricing and program details for something that you're not willing to switch on today, because that pricing and program details are for today. The package that's available in 6 months or, at another time is a package that's available at another time.
Correct. Yep. Yep.
In this particular spot, we're instructed to fill. So if you call back in a few weeks, and say, "Hey, I'm ready to start," then I can see what we have available for you at that time.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you so much, Chris. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.